One. God bless you all. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to share tonight about the fact that we're converted to conquer. And that's quite a thought, isn't it? Doesn't mean we won't have problems. Doesn't mean we won't have difficulties. You've had your fair share as a church, haven't you? Just this last 6-10 months of one thing or another. Lots of different battles. But because of God and what he's done in our life, if we're converted, if we're born again, if we're brought into his kingdom, we have been converted to conquer. And do you know, when we think about the wonder of what God is able to do through us, it means that God doesn't expect us to just get by in the difficulties of life. He doesn't expect us to cling on by our fingertips, just waiting for Jesus to return. He expects us to conquer in every situation of life. We read this in 1 John chapter 2 and in verse 6. It speaks about an extraordinary life. Extraordinary for each and every one of us. All those who abide in Christ, they ought to walk in the same way that Christ walked. And when you think of Jesus, he walked as more than a conqueror. He faced opposition. He faced rejection. He faced grief and sadness. He faced ridicule and torment, humiliation. He faced abuse. He faced the agony and the death of the cross. Ultimately, he faced death. And he was more than a conqueror. In fact, the hymn writer puts it like this. Death could not hold its prey. Jesus, my Saviour, he tore the bars away. Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph over his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain and he lives forever. Now listen carefully. With his saints to reign. That's you and me. God wants us to be those that are able to conquer the problems and the difficulties that inevitably come against us in life today. Now, when we think of Romans 8, and verse 37, here is the basis upon which we must stand. Here is the basis on which I can declare the truth that I am to you this evening. The Apostle Paul says in Romans 8, 37, we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. Isn't it wonderful that Paul doesn't say there, I am more than a conqueror? I mean, we could